During World War II, some US soldiers were stationed behind enemy lines in China. They were part of SACO, or Sino-American Cooperative Organization. It was an effort between the US Navy and the National Military Council of China that was put together just weeks after the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Nearly 2,500 Navy servicemen were embedded in units stationed all over China. It was known as Project Friendship. There aren't many vets from Project Friendship left these days, but some of them are hanging out, enjoying cocktails on the rooftop at Hotel Indigo. 97-year-old Jim Kelly served as a meteorologist.
This is the last month for this organization. That's why I'm here. I hadn't gone for a number of years. We're dying out. People are dying. Veterans. There's about 10 men here. I think I might have known two of them. They're all younger.
Kelly's here with his family, the next generation of sons and daughters, uncles and aunts, nephews and nieces, grandchildren, gathered to remember and honor the men of SACO. Their mission provided training and equipment for the Chinese. It also provided weather forecasts and radio intelligence from inside Japanese-controlled territory. The secrecy of the mission was vital to protect the men, who often operated just hundreds of yards from the enemy. Historian Jack Coyle says SACO conducted regular search and rescue missions for crews shot down over China.
A lot of times the local population of China would find them, bring them back into areas that were occupied by Americans or the different camps, then they would get them back through headquarters.
Coyle says the U.S. Navy, in cooperation with China's military leaders, developed the plans with U.S. Commander Milton E. Mary Miles, the leader of SACO. Charles Miles is the son of Commander Miles. He says SACO soldiers lived with and relied upon their Chinese counterparts for survival.
The American and the Chinese counterparts, they worked side by side. They ate meals together. They didn't sleep together. They just ate meals together. They just depended upon each other.
Miles says at the time, most of the Americans had an unseen Chinese protector.
None of these men knew it, but there was a Chinese that was assigned to make sure nothing happened to them. And they were responsible from their ancestral standpoint. It would be bring dishonor to their family if something happened. They didn't realize they were being protected.
During the entire operation, only three Americans were captured and five killed. 71,000 Japanese military personnel died during the SACO mission. Radio man First Class Kenneth U. Brown, now 95 years old, remembers his mission.
I was sent behind Japanese lines with radio transmitters and direction finder to track Japanese ships. And a lot of times they would relay this information to the 14th Air Force. We sunk a lot of subs and ships that way.
Decades later, he finds himself in Traverse City with some of the last remaining SACO vets, enjoying a sail on one of Traverse City's tall ships and sharing cocktails at Hotel Indigo. It's a nostalgic moment for World War II Navy vets. A few veterans are aware they may perhaps be gathered together for one last time. It's hard to know how many vets are left. Before the reunion in Traverse City, Jack Coyle reached out to one of them, an author who was living in England.
I tried to track him down through the publisher and found out that he'd already passed away right after the book got published. He didn't even know there was a SACO organization. He just wrote a book about it.
There are tentative plans for another reunion next year in Taipei. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Caroline McGregor.